Welcome back to the News at One. Crude, outdated and unfair. That's how secondary school teachers described the CEO process in today's Irish Times. The National Association of Principals and Deputies want the system reformed because some students who got maximum points in their leaving aren't getting their preferred college courses. Paul Crone is the director of the NAPD. He's with us now. Good afternoon, Paul.
Good afternoon to you.
Now, it's really for anyone, it's tough for anyone listening out there who got points, sufficient points in their leaving and they didn't get the course that they wanted. That's tough on them. What do you think needs to happen for them?
Well, I suppose students at that stage will have spent 14 years in primary and secondary school. So we need to start seeing students as more than just a three-digit number, the sum of their points or their performance in the Leaving Certificate exam. So there is a whole load of other information out there. The passport that would come with the student from primary to secondary school, the cognitive aptitude testing that is done when they enter secondary school, the differential aptitude tests that are done generally around fifth year. So there's a huge student profile of information that gives an insight into their aptitudes, abilities and interests. And we believe that this needs to play a bigger part in the selection process rather than relying solely on the exam results.
So the challenges are in the wider system, is it, where students learn by rote, they get the point system is inflated, and then they try to get that place in college.
And that's been further inflated by the grind school culture. There are students that even withdraw from state secondary schools and spend their fifth and sixth year in a grind school with the sole aim of trying to inflate their own grades to try and get a greater points tally. So that is, I suppose, makes the system unfair. It appears transparent, but it isn't transparent. We don't know how the points are calculated. We don't know how many places are on offer. We don't know what the dropout rates are if students are not allocated to a course that they can succeed in. And I think we need to have a full conversation around this before we look at the unwinding of the inflated grades, because the minister is between a rock and a hard place here. We're the only place that relies solely on the exam results. Other jurisdictions that have unwound inflated grades rely on other data rather than just the exam results. So I think we need a wider discussion and look at creative solutions that puts the student at the centre of what we're trying to do.
And can you do more, because students continue to learn by rote?
Well, we're in the process of the senior cycle redevelopment. The junior cycle key skills are in place. The primary school curriculum has been updated at the moment. So in bringing the whole Leaving Certificate and the senior cycle in line with the rest of the system, yes, there is work to do. We need to look at the assessment. We need to look at the 21st century skills that students need. And until we can actually change the processes by which they're allocated to higher education places, we have a scenario where potentially the tail is wagging the dog, and it restricts the senior cycle. So, yes, we want to remove that restriction so that we can look at how we can improve creativity, innovation, independent learning, and all of that in the senior cycle.
And what's your time frame on this?
I think it's as soon as possible. We've been talking about this. Has been going on for a long, long time. It's been going on since I was in school. And I think when I went to university, I had to train to be a teacher. I had to do an oral Irish and an interview to assess my suitability. But over time, it has just relied on the points. So there is an urgency, because as we start to unwind the inflated grades, that's going to impact negatively on a particular group of students, and that's not fair. So we need this discussion as soon as possible.
But even if you change the system, there will always be a demand for different courses, and that may shift year on year. So how do you tackle that issue?
Well, I think we need to tackle that issue by looking at more general entry courses. The example that I would use would be science. So if there were general entry science courses, and we could get more students into those courses, And then during the course of the year, the students learn about the university. The university learns about the students. And at the end of first year, there's the possibility to specialise into medicine, into veterinary, into biomedical, into science teaching, or whatever the interests are. But we need to remove the barrier of progression from post-primary into third level.